Chamishi, the pasuk continues. Vayemer Elikim el Noach ve'el bonov itoy lemor. And Hashem said to Noach and to his sons with him, saying, Va'ani and I, hineni, I am ready to agree with you. I know you have fears that you do not want to engage in Tashmish Amita, even though I allowed you to do so. But you are afraid that maybe another Mabul will come and destroy the world again. And although I made a promise to you, La'oisif La'oisif, that I will not bring another Mabul, you are still afraid because a promise can be nullified. One can make a hatara on it. So therefore, I am ready to agree with your worries. And not only will you have a promise from me, but I will make a bris, a covenant, a sign, which will be the rainbow, that I will never bring another marble to this world. Vani hineni, and I am ready to agree with you. Make him es brisi itchem, to establish a covenant with you. Ve'zarachem acharechem, and also with your children after you. Ve'ez kol nefesh achaya asher itchem, with all living souls that are with you. That is the generality. Ba'oif, more specifically, the birds, ba'behema, the animals, u'v'chol chayas ha'oretz itchem, and all the beasts of the land that are with you. Mikol yoytze ha'teva, from everybody that left the teva, which is including shkatsim v'ramosim, insects, l'choil chayas ha'oretz, all the chayas of the earth. And Rashi is medayik, it says chaya twice, u'v'chol chayas ha'oretz itchem, and l'choil chayas ha'oretz. And Rashi answers, when it says u'v'chol chayas ha'oretz itchem, it uses the word itchem with you, it is referring to a typical beast, a typical animal. Itchem, they walk with you. It's a regular animal on this world. The second time it says l'chol chayas ha'aretz, it is referring to animals, chayas, that are not with you, which means mazikim, demons. V'aki moisi es brisi itchem, and I am confirming my covenant with you, v'lo yikore es kol basa oid bimei ha'mavol. I will not destroy all flesh anymore from the waters of the mavol. V'lo yia oid mavol l'shachis ha'aretz. There will not be a mavol again to destroy the earth. V'yem elikim, and Hashem said, "Zois ois habris asher ani noisein beni uveinechem." This is the sign that I am giving between me and you, uvein kol nevesh chay asher itchem, and between every living soul that is with you, l'dorois olam, for generations forever. And since the word dorois is written chaser vav, without a vav between the resh and the saf, we darshan that not every generation needed the sign of the rainbow. The rainbow was a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world again. And he just put this reminder to remind them that he has to keep his promise not to destroy the world. So, not every generation needed the sign. Only when the dorois were chaser did they need the sign. But the generation like Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda and the generation of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai did not need the rainbow. And that's why the pasuk says, "Dorois chaser." Only generations that were chaser needed the rainbow. Es kashti nasati be'onon, my rainbow I will place in the clouds. V'hayisa, and she will be la'ois bris, as a sign for the covenant beni uvein ha'oretz, between me and the land. V'haya ba'anani onon ala oretz, and it will be when I will want to bring darkness to the world. V'nirasa hakeshes be'onon, and the rainbow will be seen in the clouds. V'zacharti es barisi, and then I will remember my bris asher beni uveinechem, that is between me and you, uvein kol nefesh chaya b'chol bosor, and is between every living soul from all flesh. V'lo yi'oid ha'mayim l'mabul l'shachis kol bosor, and there will not be another flood to destroy all flesh. V'hoisa keshes be'onon, and this rainbow will be in the clouds. U'ri'isiha, and I will see it. Lizkar b'ris olam, to remember this everlasting covenant. Bein elikim uvein kol nefesh achaya, this bris will be between elikim, the midas hadin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring strict judgment to the world, he will remember his bris when he sees this rainbow. Bein elikim uvein kol nefesh achaya, b'chol bosor asher ala oretz, by all flesh that is on the earth. Vayomer Elikim al Noach, and Hashem said to Noach, Zois ois habris. He pointed to the rainbow and said, this is the sign of the covenant asher akimoisi, that I established beini uvein kol bosor asher ala oretz, between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Zot Rashi pasuk tes. Va'ani hineni, and behold, I am ready. Maskim ani imcha, I agree with you. Noach doyeg lasik bepiriya v'rivya. Noach was afraid and worried to engage in pru'urvu, ashiv tichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Shilay l'shaches ha'olam, not to destroy the world oid anymore. V'chein asa, and so he did, he made this promise, but he still was worried after the promise, as the Maral explains, because a promise can be nullified. Therefore, uvachroina omaloi, at the end he said, hinini maskim lasis kiyum, I am ready, and I agree with you to make a confirmation, v'chosik, and a reinforcement, bris, a covenant, la'abtachosi, for my promise, v'etin l'cha ois, and I will give you a sign, chayis oritz itchem. The first time it says Chayes Ha'aretz, it says Itchem. These are referring to the regular Chayes that walk with people. Mikol Yotze Ateva is coming to be Marbe Lahavi, to include Shkosim V'Ramosim, insects. L'chol Chayes Ha'aretz, the second time, Lahavi Hamazikim, to include the Shadim. She'enon Bechlal HaChayash or Itchem, they are not included in the Chayes that walk with you. She'en Hiluchon Im Abriyos, because the demons do not walk together with the Briyos. Vakimoisi, and I will establish Esakim Labrisi, I will make a reinforcement to my bris. Umau Kiyumai, what is this reinforcement? Esakeshes, the rainbow. Kmoisha Messiah Vahilet, like the pasuk continues. Ledoris Oilam Nichta Choser, it is written without a vav. Doris. Sheyesh Doris, Lahitzruhu Lois, because there are generations that did not need this sign. Lefish et Sadikin Gemurim Hayu, because they were complete Sadikin. Only Doris that were Chaser needed the rainbow. Which Doris were Sadikin Gemurim? Kemoi, Doris Shel Cheskiyo Melch Yehuda, the Doris Shel Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. And since they were Sadikin Gemurim, they did not need the rainbow. And that is why Alak Va'imer, when it is the yard site of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, children play with bows and arrows, because a bow looks like a rainbow. And it is to remind us that in the generation of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, they did not need the sign of the rainbow. Ba'anani onon, kishetale b'machshava lefonai, when a machshava, a thought, will come before me, lahavi choshech v'ibodon la'olam, to bring darkness and destruction to the world, then I will see the rainbow and remember my bris. Bein Elikim uvein kol nefesh chaya. The bris is between Elikim, bein midas hadin, between the name of midas hadin, shel malo of Hashem, ubeinechem en you. Shehoyer lelichtoi beini uvein kol nefesh chaya. It should have written between me and all nefesh chaya. Why does it say bein Elikim? It means between the midas hadin who wants to punish. Elzeu medrashoi. This is the medrash. Kishetavoi midas hadin lekatrik aleichem. When the midas hadin, the midah of strict judgment, will come and try to be makatreg, try to prosecute you. Ani roya es ois v'nizkar. I will see the sign of the rainbow and remember my promise. Zois ois habris, heroru hakeshes. He showed him the rainbow, va'omaloi, and he said to him, hare ha'ois she'omarti. This is the sign that I am referring to. Whenever we find a lashon of zois or zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pointing to something, like we find many times in the Torah. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem in Parshas Boy. This month will be to you. Hashem pointed to the moon and said, Kezeh Re'e V'Kadesh. V'Zeh Maseh HaMenorah. This is the work of the menorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them a menorah shel Esh. Zeh Yitnu. This is what you should give. This is the Machzah Shekel. He showed them a Matbeah shel Esh. And so we find in many other instances that Zeh and Zois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pointing and referring to a specific thing.